Hello, everybody. Welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential, brought to you by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. More on them coming up, and more on Tennessee defensive lineman Tyree West, who will join us on tonight's show. But before then, we get to the volunteer clubs, Brandon Spurlock. And Brandon, you guys have been full force with the announcement of Barge Fest since a week and a half or so ago, and they just continue to roll in. First, Old Crow Medicine Show, now the announcement of Rodney Adkins on the Monday and Tuesday night of Alabama Week.
You know, it's funny, things that just started out as a simple joke. We were just talking about 2 years ago about, I think Will Crockett and James Clawson were joking about putting a sign up on a barge just to get, you know, name recognition outside the stadium since we couldn't really get inside the stadium. And, they were pretty persistent. So here we are 2 years later. We've got a barge coming up from West Tennessee, and it is going to be here the Friday before the Florida game and stay all the way through the Alabama game. And super excited to announce now our third concert that's going to be going on in addition to all the other festivities throughout that 10-day period.
And you've got different acts, right? Like, I mean, Old Crow Medicine Show is different than Rodney Adkins. So, like, you know, it didn't have to be a specific genre. You can kind of enjoy different things.
Yeah, I don't, you know, really just like the fact that there's such limited tickets. I think we've only got 500 that can be on the barge for that show. I mean, when's the last time you saw a concert on a barge? You know, never. And if you're walking around Knoxville, who, you know, there's a lot of things happening to kind of help revitalize the riverfront. You know, if you're around the area for one of those games, I mean, there's just not a shortage of stuff to do. And so we're really looking forward to it and think it's going to be a big success.
Speaking of big successes, Knoxville Smiles is a big success. Let's hear more about them.
Knoxville Smiles depend on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
Tyree, man, it's hard to believe you're a junior. I mean, like, you know, third year on campus. We go back to the Oklahoma game a few weeks ago, and when you all came out for pregame, all your teammates go run down there to the other end, and there you are, and you're barking at the Oklahoma players in their end zone where they're warming up. Mm-hmm. Early in the game, though, you come up with a huge defensive sack. So it makes it a little easier to do that trash talk when, you know, you come up with a big play early in the game. What was kind of the decision to kind of do that? Because I've not really seen you do that at other places. So, like, it, you know, what was the decision behind doing it that night?
I mean, the decision behind it was like, shoot, we in Oklahoma. Like, we playing against a new team, and Deja and Terry there, and, like, we like brothers. So, it's like, knowing me, like, I'm good. Like, I want to say, like, I'm good at, like, getting people hit sometimes.
What was the message to them? I don't want to ask you exactly what you said, but yeah. What was kind of the message that you were trying to deliver?
I mean, like, this is y'all house, but I mean, we came to take over. That was really the message.
And that defensive line did take over.
Well, definitely.
Where do you feel like you've gotten better? Like, where's your game improved?
I mean, mentally, physically. I mean, shoot. When I first got here, it's a lot of stuff that I didn't know that I should have known, but I mean, like, what took my game to the next level is just, shoot, just sitting and watching everybody else. Just taking mental reps, taking physical reps. I mean, just getting better by the day.
What player had the biggest impact on your growth to this point?
Don Bailey, really. Just how he, like, every day, how he just, like, he treat every day as he's a pro, but way before he is a pro. Like, I model everything I do mostly after him. You know, the players in Big O, Big E, like, mostly our whole defensive line, really.
Big O, Big E, do they call you Big T?
Most definitely.
What is it about Coach Garner that just jived with you? Because, you know, you were committed to Georgia, ended up, you know, flipping to Tennessee late in the process. What was it you liked about Coach Garner? Because I know people had you peg for Florida State there at the end, too, and you picked Tennessee.
What made me, like, what I want to say with Coach Gardner is really just he a good coach. Like, he knows the defense, like, in and out. Like, he knows what it takes to, like, make players, like, better than they are when he found them. So, I mean, it's just, like, I just want to be coached by the best.
What's the craziest thing you've seen him do in the meeting room?
Crazy thing I ever seen him do in the meeting room. I mean, shoot. I remember sitting – right in front of him. This man took his shoe off, and he had no socks on. And he put his foot right, but like he had his foot propped up right behind me, and I turned around to the side. I'm like, oh snap! Like this man got his feet propped up. I'm like, and he just coaching. He coaching. He doing this thing, and I'm like, that's crazy. Like I just never noticed that.
I mean, like, he's legendary for, like, guys that, you know, struggle to stay awake meetings, like, making them stand up the entire
Stand up the whole time. Yes, him and Coach Chuck.
You ever been one of those?
I mean, my freshman year, yeah. I mean, I dropped a couple times. I had to stand up a couple times, but not too many.
You talk about, you know, not knowing things when you got here, and now you know them. How much more prepared do you feel whenever you do make that jump to the next level? You know, to be a pro because of what you've learned?
Really just like fundamentals, like really just, that's really the big thing. Like just be, I really like, I'm very hard on myself about the fundamentals. Cause I know like, shoot, in the pros, like they ain't looking for you to like, just like for you to just start over and try to relearn everything. They want you to come in knowing everything then and there. So that's really like the biggest thing.
Let's go back. So you're committed to Georgia for a long time. You guys kind of went each, you know, each went separate ways. How much fuel was that, you know, for you to kind of, you know, come out and prove, you know, prove yourself?
I mean, it filled me every day, really. Cause I mean, like, just all the stuff that we've been through, and it just filled me every day to just go harder.
What's the biggest thing you learned from that situation?
Really, what I learned from it is just like, I mean, you can't really just, really can't just trust anybody. Can't really trust everybody either.
What was it about Coach Garner that made you trust him? Because, I mean, you latched on pretty good there at the end.
Yeah, so what really had me latched on was, like, he was a small-time boy, like, coming up. And, like, I'm a small-time boy, too, from Tifton. Like, you really don't see too many of us, like, be successful. So, So seeing that, it was just, it clicked right then and there.
Who's your go-to guy on this football team? Like, who's your buddy? I'm sure you got several, but I mean, who's that one guy you're like, man, that guy's gonna be in my wedding years from now?
I can't really just say it's just one person.
So there's a group.
Yeah.
Is it all D linemen, or you got some sprinkled out of other guys?
I mean, it's most of them is D linemen, but you got Skrell, you got D-Simp, I mean, and then at the same time, like, you do got a couple, like, DBs, too. Like, Lil' John Slaughter, yeah, that's my guy.
John Slaughter, Mississippi guy.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you get back down to South Georgia?
Once in a while, just not too much.
When you go back, like, do you try to go back and see the high school coaches? Do you go back and see your buddies? What do you do when you get back?
Mainly I just go back to see my family. Like I chill with them, like, and when I do get a chance to go to the high school, I mean, I go there for a little bit, but I don't stay there too long.
What's the biggest thing that you have taken from Tennessee? Like the experience, student athlete, school, playing, like what sticks with you? What lessons have you learned? Not just from a football standpoint, the overall deal.
The lesson I learned is basically, like, Tennessee always is going to preach that they're going to show that they family, like, family-oriented. Like, ain't nobody going to have you like Tennessee have you. That's basically it.
So you really learned to love this place.
Yes, sir.
When you're playing D-line, do you like to – is it just to rush the quarterback, or do you like – being a run stopper, what do you feel like, you know, your bread and butter is?
I mean, pass rush is always going to be my first love, but run stopping, I mean, it's something about run stopping. It just keeps me going. I ain't going to lie.
Do you like playing defense at home when it's loud or on the road when it's pretty much quiet?
I mean, I like playing when I'm at home. Because when I'm at home, it's just like, it's a different type of feeling when you're in kneeling. Just everybody, like, screaming your name, and then as soon as you make that tackle, it's like, it's crazy. Like, I remember my freshman year, like, when I first walked into kneeling, like, I had never really, like, walked into kneeling, like, as, like, a player. So I'm like, dang, like I'm kind of nervous a little bit. And then I'm like, I made that first tackle, and it's like that's when it all clicked. Like that's when it's like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. Like I'm where I need to be.
You made that huge jump at the end of last year. What was it that clicked then to kind of take you over the top as far as the player you are now?
Just confidence. Like at first, like when I first got here, like it was lack of confidence. But then, like shoot, I mean, my teammates, my coaches, like they let me know before every game, like shoot, just go out there with a clear mind. Like don't worry about messing up. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. Just go out there and ball, play your game.
The same guy that was trash talking at Oklahoma, could he have done that a year ago at this time, or did you need that confidence that you're talking about to be able to do that type of thing?
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I want to say I would, but at the same time, I couldn't. Especially with the confidence I have now, it's crazy.
Like, describe it for me. Like, what how do you go from and Bryson Easton's a guy who, you know, is someone who lacks confidence but is starting to be way more confident. Is it just you guys dancing out there? Because you're always dancing in between. You get a false start on the offense and you're out there doing your dancing.
I mean, like, something that's crazy that you said, Bryson Easton's name, is like, Bryson Easton, like I remember last year, Bryson used to always, like, pull me to the side and talk to me and let me know, like, shoot, like, you not in this alone. Like I feel you. Like, what you feel, I feel the same thing. So, I mean, like, knowing that I'm not the only one, and then, like, he uplifted me after every play, after every bad snap, after every good snap, like, I'm knowing, like, shoot, that's my brother. And, shoot, he feel like that. I mean, like, I know at the same time, if he get that confidence, I know he going to pass that confidence to me, and we're just going to rise from there.
What makes you smile?
What makes me smile? Shoot, just getting up every day knowing that, like, I got another chance to get better.
The little things.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of smiling, more on Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player J.P. Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Do y'all have a bigger chair?
Everybody knows Elijah Simmons is the singer of the defensive line group.
Yeah.
What other attributes does that group have? Like, who's the best cook?
Shoot, I ain't gonna lie. Elijah, a man of many talents. I'm telling you. Elijah the singer, Big O the dancer. Bryson, shoot, he the comedian. Him and Don the comedians. This is just like.
They're always together, too.
Yes. It's crazy.
Who's the worst driver in that room? Who are you like, I'm not getting in this car?
I want to say David Hobbs.
And he lives beside Charlotte Motor Speedway, which is the best part.
David Hobbs. And Amanda, hilarious. Funny job.
You look at around college football, and in this age, everybody wants to play. But your all's room seems so selfless. You know, Coach Garner's got you all to buying into playing X amount of snaps a game instead of a million, like Matthew Butler, and even Big O played when he first got here. And you guys are having so much success. Talk about that room just from a standpoint of, like, you guys, if you get 25 snaps, if you get 35, if you get 15, you guys are making the most of it. Look at Jason Jenkins at Oklahoma. He had a safety and a sack and played 6 snaps.
So, I mean, it's just the motivation of others. For real. Like, that's mainly what it is. Like, if you go in there, like, shoot, if anything happened to any one of us, like, should we knowing that, like, the next man is going to step up and do what he has to do. So, that's basically, like, what that is. Like, knowing that, like, our brother, like, he's going to go out there and ball.
When you're watching, are you, like, cheerleader? Or are you, like, I'm ready to get back in the game?
It's really both, really. Like, I ain't gonna lie. knowing Jay, like, Jay Jink, that's what I call him. Like, that's my guy. Like even if I'm in or out, like, if I'm cheering, like, the thing about it, I just want to see him win.
You just want to see your buddies have success.
Yes, sir.
Who do you like to be in the game on? When you're in there at your spot, who do you want on the flip side?
On the flip side, shoot, my guy. I ain't gonna lie. This dude right here, every time, like, you probably noticing every sack or anything, he always right there, Josh Joseph. Like, majority of any time that it's a pitcher or anything, or me, like, getting a play or him getting plays, it's like we both are, like, and end up together, like, after every play.
And he's another guy, you know, the buy-in, you know, really has come on this year. And you guys came in together.
Yes, sir.
You two, James, all in that same class. When you look at, you know, kind of what your all's legacy will be as a defensive line group, what do you think it is?
Legendary. I ain't gonna lie. Tennessee had some good D linemen, has some good D line groups. But ain't no group gonna be as special as this one.
Give me your Mount Rushmore of candy bars.
Candy bars, okay. We got Twix.
I agree on that one.
We got Hershey Cookie and Cream. We got Snickers. We got Butterfingers.
Butterfingers there we go.
Go crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
There's the four. I would have had Reese's in there. But hey, I can't disagree with any of those. What's your favorite place to kind of just go vibe out and chill? Like, is it a place on campus? Is it just your apartment? You know, when you need to kind of clear the mind, are you going to work out? Are you going to, you know, Smokies? Where are we going?
I ain't gonna lie. Shoot. It's really Thornton. Like, I go in there and go
to the academic center.
Yeah. For real. Like, I go in there, like, because in Thornton, the room I go in, like, I chill with my academic advisor, and, like, we just chop it up, talk about life.
You talk about just talking about life. Give me somebody besides that person that maybe plays another sport, not a football player, mm-hmm. that you've, you know, gotten to know, really enjoy being around. You know, who is that?
It's two of them. It's Kaya Nguyen and she on the basketball team. It's another girl on the basketball team named Jill. So, like, we got – all us got close, like, just from, like, going to Africa on the
ball leaders.
Yeah. So, a crazy story. I mean, shoot. Me and Jill, like, we was playing basketball, and, like, I had put my phone in my fanny pack, and she had asked, can she put her phone in my fanny pack, too? And – all of a sudden, like, we get down playing basketball, and then, like, come to find out my fanny pack gone. Yeah, so, like, my phone got stolen and her phone got stolen and another person's phone got stolen. TJ, he on the track team. So we all got so close just off of that. And,
you didn't, like, have your phone to get – you said to talk.
At all. So it
old
it,
school.
It made us so, like – so locked in on the trip, and, like, we just valued it, like, just getting to know each other. Because I ain't going to lie, like, at the end of the trip, I'm, like I was really, like, happy that my phone got stolen. Because, like, if it weren't for that, I would have met, like, got it deep into, like, knowing them.
Forced you to have a conversation. Well, I always tell my daughters, I'm like, my oldest has a phone now, and I'm like, don't text. Pick up the phone and call. Like, when I remember when I was a kid, and come home from school, and I'd pick up the phone, and I'd call my friends, whether it be boy or girl, and, you know, we'd have conversations versus, you know, today everybody's just text and Snapchat and all that. Speaking of your phone, I want you to pull it out.
I got you.
I want you to call the one person in your contact list you know will answer the phone. And we're going to see if we can depend on this person or not. Put them on speaker. Who we calling?
I got you. Let me see. Speak. I got you right here.
Who we calling?
Big O. I know he always going to answer.
Yo.
Yo.
Big O.
Yo.
It's Austin Price. We're taping Vol Club Confidential, and I put Tyree on the spot. He asked him to call the one person he knows will answer the phone, and you came through.
I'm telling you, I'm always knowing.
I'm great, buddy. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You ready for another big game?
I am. I'm excited.
All right, well, go get a win this weekend.
Appreciate
you. Big O, he's a good one now.
I'm telling you, that's my guy.
Feel like, how have you seen he be different this year without Jabari? Because, I mean, those two are like thick as thieves, and all of a sudden Jabari's gone.
So, I ain't going to lie. Like, I know, like, them two been close. Like, they brothers. But it's, I ain't going to lie. So, it's the same for me, low-key, because I had, like, coming in, Big O, like, I want to say he basically took me in. Him, Big E, those two really, like, took me in. So anything I didn't know or had trouble with, like, I can come talk to them. And Jabari came in, too. So it's like, doing my guys. And, like, right after, like, after every game, we all used to meet up at Big O and Jabari house. And then, like, we used to just have a debrief about the game. And now that, like, Jabari gone, it's, like, it's different. But at the same time, it's not different because it's, like, we still got it, like, we still do the same thing. Like, we still, like, it's clockwork. Like Jabari never left. He still be on the phone, and it's like he never left.
How much, like, when y'all re-talk about the game and rehash the game, how many, like, that didn't happen that way? How many times do y'all get into, like, little, like, nonsense arguments about, like, how a play transpired?
Nah, for real, it's multiple times. Because it'd be like, you'll see, like, you'll live it, and then you see it on video, and you'd be like, dang, like, that's really how it went? That's really how it went down? Like, it's crazy. Because like, it'd be multiple times, it's like, bro, I'm running after him. It's like, he's so far. But then you look on the tape, it's like, he's so close. I'm like, dang, like, it's crazy.
Do you like going against athletic quarterbacks? What kind of challenge do they present?
It's a challenge, but at the same time, it's not a challenge that we've never seen before.
Sure.
Because it's like, I ain't going to lie, me personally, I love against quarterbacks who can run. Because me, I'm the type of who try to run them down. So that just try to show, like, for me, when I see them run, it's like, okay, like, it's time to turn it on.
Best story from the sideline. Give me something, you know, during a game.
Let me see. Best story from the sideline. When Dom made the quarterback, well, NC State, and Dom gets he hit the ball, the quarterback loses the ball. At the same time as he losing the ball, Dom catches the ball and falls on the ball. And at the same time, we like, dang, like, so what is that? What is that, like a pick and a script set, or is it just a script set? They just gave him just a script set. So I'm like, dang, like, that right there probably like one of the coldest moments I ever seen on the field.
What's your coldest moment?
Let me see. I say my coldest moment, shoot, we in Mizzou, and the running back, out of nowhere, he down the field.
And he was a good player, too.
Yeah. He down the field. DB's trying to catch him. The DB's can't catch him. I'm running right there. I dive and going. I'm running after him. I dive and I tackle him. That was one of my coldest moments.
Chasing down the skill guy.
Because most people don't know, like, big people, like, big guys can run, too. So, I mean, like, I'm, like, one of my things, like, I try to show you that, like, I might be this and that on the line, but I do got legs.
What defensive lineman in the NFL do you try to emulate after?
Look, I want to say Reddick. I try to put my game along Reddick or Khalil Mack.
What is it you admire about those guys?
Shoot, them boys get to the ball. Like, ain't nothing to it. It's just, like, they get to the ball like it's nobody's business. Like, Khalil Mack, like, he had, what, 6 sacks in one game. And Hassan Reddick, like, He get to the ball every time.
Where's your game got to keep getting better? Like, what? Like, when if you're self-critiquing yourself right now, what's what do you feel like you've got to improve?
Footwork. Footwork and stay, like, just stay focused. Because it'd be time, like, you see the ball, like, you see the eye candy, and it'd be sometimes you want to go for the eye candy, and, like, just discipline yourself, like, you can't go for it. Like, it may look good at the time, but don't go for it.
That's the way real candy is, too.
Yeah.
It may look good, but it's not good for you.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you.
What's the best Rodney-ism?
Let me see. I don't know, cause it's a lot of things. I ain't gonna lie. It's a lot of things that he say.
What sticks with you the most?
Let me see. It's three things that'll never lie.
This is what everybody says.
That's what I'm saying. It's the mirror, the film, and the Bible. He tell us that every time. If somebody, like, do something that he didn't coach, he going to tell you a lie. A lie, don't care who tell it. Because it's going to be three things that never lie. The Bible, the mirror, and this tape right here.
When he threw that foot up there beside of you, did you tell him he needed to go get a pedicure?
No, I ain't going to lie. As soon as I seen his foot, I was like, no way. Out there, I just switch seats.
Sweet.
Telling you. The sweet seats. Now I said a whole completely different spot.
Did you call Miss Kim? Miss Kim, you gotta get him. You gotta take care of those things.
It's crazy.
What about Coach Chop? What do you like about him?
Coach Chop, my guy. Coach Chop, I ain't gonna lie, Coach Chop can cook like it's like crazy. I mean, he make a good barbecue, but at the same time, Coach Hop is a good, genuine guy. He going to tell you how it is, either you like it or not. And sometimes that's what we need.
You got two guys like that then. Rodney both, blunt and honest and, you know, brutally honest to a fault.
Yeah, brutally honest.
What's the worst thing that he told you that was true? And you're like, man, I'm glad he told me that because I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't hear it.
Just to play my game, get out of my own head, like, you got this, like, just keep going.
Well, you're a quiet kid, and I kind of challenged you to give me decent answers during this show, and you did. I appreciate your time, my friend.
Yes, sir, I appreciate you.
He is Tyree West. He is a menace to opposing offensive lines. And he'll be coming to a stadium near you for the rest of the season.
Real soon.
Appreciate you coming out, man. Be careful.